Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, it's Chris Mackie. Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Now, I love that you've got the topic that you have at the moment because it's very topical for us here in our region. So do you want to tell us where you're weaving your synchronicity in today?
Okay, so often we talk about synchronicity in terms of individuals, but it's good to be able to consider it also in terms of organisations and even businesses. And because recently there was the Geelong Business Awards, which you both compared very well, I must say.
Thank you.
And there's also a Geelong Small Business Festival at the moment. So I must admit, with running a practice and developing a psychology practice over 20 to 25 years, there have been times when acknowledging synchronicity has been very helpful, but some people have written about this more formally. And and there's a guy called Joe Jaworski who wrote a book called Synchronicity, The Inner Path of Leadership. And he gave examples of how to draw on synchronicity with leadership. But a way that we can think of an organisation or a business developing is going through a number of stages, which is not just about making money. It's more than that. So any business develops, what have you got to do at first? You've got to survive. Then people look to compete. Then they try and become stable, develop systems and maybe grow, become entrepreneurial. But in a way, that's not enough. Then you look to be a bit humanistic. And I know that you were talking with people from Bendigo Bank earlier on, things they do in the community. It's more than just for making a profit. It's looking to do something more worthwhile beyond. And then sometimes they talk about other stages of development where you go beyond to look to be novel, sometimes allow some chaos to come in. And this spiral dynamics model talks about the higher stage often involving synchronicity. And this is when you tend to be passionate about what you do. You're really interested in connections between people and maybe, I suppose, a sense of a higher purpose. You're interested in serving other people, but also being open to serendipity, chance things that can go your way, but also being, also being open to a free kick from the universe coming up. And I think that happens more when you are looking to follow a passion, connect well with people, serve others. I know that there are times when I don't experience much synchronicity, and it's often when getting stuck in being too busy or trying to make things happen rather than allowing things to unfold a bit more. But I like the way there's a model of synchronicity for businesses as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Well, I think in this day and age, there probably is a little too much emphasis on market research and focus groups and all the rest of it where, we're trying to get to an outcome where I suppose...
We're trying to manufacture the outcome.
Yeah, and you go back a few years and they let it happen.
Yeah. It's what's interesting too from Mike's... I actually had an experience like this.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Great.
And hopefully, I won't mention any names, but this will give you an idea. I was having a meeting with somebody and about some emceeing I was doing, as you rightly mentioned, I do a bit of emceeing. And what was interesting in this meeting, I happened to mention that I'm starting sort of a new branch to my business.
Yeah.
Where, I suppose I can say it, I'm going to be doing sort of a bit of coaching, a bit of life coaching.
Yes.
And I just want to be able to, help people achieve their best. And what was interesting, I mentioned that, and one of the girls who was a woman who I was meeting with, she said, funny you should say that, because I have always gone to a coach, I haven't been to a coach in ages, and I really need to. Can I, book in with you? And I said, I'm about to start, so I'll let you know. But funnily enough, the same thing happened a week later with somebody else who said, this is exactly what I want to do with for myself. So this isn't that just, don't you think?
Mm. Yeah, you've got to open yourself up to it, really, don't you?
And I think that's it. I think that it's been bubbling away in my head.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I sort of thought, I'll just mention it to these people. Not necessarily, it wasn't like I spoke to you about it, Chris, but you'd expect me to speak to you. But these were other people who you just wouldn't necessarily expect.
Yes, it seems a bit improbable. So it's a bit like a tick from the universe, isn't it? It feels affirming. It says, keep on going. Keep on doing what you're doing.
I'd never met before that meeting. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, terrific.
Now, we're talking about synchronicity in business, Chris, where sometimes, and we've spoken about this with synchronicity before, sometimes you actually have to stop doing some things.
Yes.
Or get rid of some things in your life that can be replaced by other things.
And how often do you hear that where, you know, you And it's happened to me in business as well, where I've thought, oh, no, I'm just going to keep persisting with this client or whatever, and, you know, because I think I should, and the money and blah, blah, blah. But once you get rid of that out of your life, or that, and for me, this has happened where I've had a client that was quite a negative influence, I felt. Once I said, look, I can't work with you anymore. I remember, and I, as I mentioned earlier, Jess Young, our former Miss Gen Y, used to work for me, and I never forget Jess said to me, don't worry, just cancel the contract, because once they're gone, that'll open up space for somebody else. And it was like the next day the phone rang and these wonderful new clients came through the door.
Fantastic. And sometimes it is like a kind of surrender can lead to change. So when I mentioned Joe Jaworski, he'd been a very successful lawyer, but one day he's 41, his wife says, I want a divorce. Then he suddenly thinks, look, I just want to do something different. He goes out to the wilds of Alaska and he has this amazing experience where there's this like weasel, I think it's called an ermine. He felt this little animal was like performing this ridiculously amazing dance for him. But at the time he felt, look, something strange going on. He felt sort of more connected to like this animal in the universe. It's a bit hard to describe, but he thought at the stage he might be going nuts. And he said to a friend of his, a psychiatrist, look, I had this really strange experience. I felt connected to the world at large out in the nature. And the psychiatrist said, look, you're not going nuts. That's actually an enlightenment experience. And Joe Jaworski then, sadly, his nephew died, went to his nephew's funeral, and he saw a hallucination of his, or vision of his nephew on the casket saying, go for it, with Joe Jaworski's new idea of trying to start up a leadership forum where they teach about serving others, connectedness, drawing on synchronicity. Yeah. And he got that off the ground. It became really extremely successful, but it started off with him realising he had to change from this lifestyle he had of just sort of competing and just being so caught up in work and looking to do something which was a much bigger kind of goal of improving leadership and connectedness between people. And what looked like was going crazy when it was in fact him making some kind of breakthrough, and he found his destiny, which is improving leadership.
Make change your friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to embrace it.
And if you see that ermine dancing, lucky you. I want an ermine dancing.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, look, it could be anything, but I suppose this is the point. Again, it's almost like stopping, taking a good look around and seeing what's out there.
Hurry up and slow down just opening yourself up to the universe and what is happening around you, and picking up on those cues when they're delivered to you in whatever form.
We can do it in simpler ways. People might be picking up cues at that Geelong Small Business Festival as well.
Absolutely.
Stepping back and seeing something in a new way.
And just go, ping, that now makes sense, and that will be, your...
And a lot of this stems from doing something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that always helps too when you step out of what you've been doing normally. That's when things usually happen.
And it's funny, isn't it? You see that where people, if you keep doing the same thing, what on earth, why would you expect anything to change?
Yeah. If you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, it's not going to happen.
Well, that's right. Mm. But also, I love your point that all of these people have, and what we've, a bit of a theme for us today, is really about caring about others.
Yeah.
And really about looking at our journey through life and how we can help others through it.
Probably needs to be a bit more of that happening around the world at the moment.
Yes, sirree.
Bit of a theme this afternoon on the catch-up, hey?
All right, Chris. If you do have a story for a synchronicity, you can always email us or you can give us a call. Jump on bay939.com.au.
Poor Daryl's throat's kind of...
I'm about done, but that's okay. We're about done. Chris, lovely to see you. We'll catch you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks very much, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.